Today's recording is dedicated for the refuah shleima, the complete healing of Yosef Tzvi ben Rachel Pessel, a beloved teacher, rabbi, father, husband, and human being, anonymous by one of his students. There's an absolutely fascinating anecdote that's found in the Midrash explaining what caused King David to say verse 59 of chapter 119 of Tehillim. The pasuk is Chishavti drachai vashiva raglai el advesecha, which means I have considered my ways, I thought about my paths, and I turn my feet to your testimonies, to your statutes. Which the Medrash reads to mean that even though I thought about my path, even though I considered a certain way I was going to go, my feet, so to speak, on their own accord, were turned to your statutes. Meaning no matter what I planned, my feet ended up taking me to your statutes. And the Medrash says that King David said to God, Master of the universe, every single day I made a plan and I said to myself, I'm going to go to this and this place. I'm going to go to this and this house. And each day I set my feet to go to a certain place, a completely different place. And somehow, and somehow my feet kept taking me to shul, kept taking me to your study hall, oh God. Meaning no matter what I planned, no matter what I put into my ways, no matter where I planned on going, somehow my feet ended up taking me to shul. Somehow my feet ended up taking me to a place where I serve you, God. Which seems to be a little unsettling. I mean, David HaMelech, King David, was well in charge of his anatomy. He was a healthy person. What does that mean, that no matter where he planned, his feet ended up taking him someplace else? So, of course, we understand that this doesn't mean necessarily geographically. The fact that King David is testifying that although he thought many times to go to different places, his feet kept taking him to God. This doesn't mean necessarily geographically that his feet ended up that particular day in a shul, in a study house. What it means is that no matter chishavti drachai, no matter what we plan, where we're planning on going, and even, of course, geographically, we might end up going to that place, but in the deepest way where our feet are really taking us is to God. We might not be aware of the truth that Isaiah says, Mashem mitzad gever kenanu, that the footsteps of man is planned by God. We might not know that geographically, wherever we're going, it's all to get close to God. But King David is testifying that that's the truth. You see, throughout life, we have plans and we consider where we're going to go and we plan. And we end up setting out to all sorts of places. And throughout life, we enter a whole vast array of different places, different restrooms we go in and different highways and different offices we have to visit. And as we go through life, we have so many experiences, we feel that sometimes maybe we leave ourselves behind. We stayed in a certain motel room, etc. And so too, stages of who we were as people throughout life, we also set on paths. We change who we were, we mature, and we grow out of who we were. And we look back sometimes in certain years or months and wonder where they have gone. We had all sorts of big starry romantic visions and plans what we were going to do with our life, and we invested so much time in our life, and we wonder, where did it all lead us? Where did it all take us? King David is saying, our feet are always taking us to God. My feet turn to your statutes, God. That is where our feet is taking us. And the Lubavitch Rebbe explains a fascinating idea in this concept. You know, Maimonides, when he writes about the obligation that every single person is obligated to take part in building the Beis HaMikdash, in building the temple in Jerusalem, it's one of the 613 commandments. We have to build the temple in Jerusalem. The Rambam says every single person has to take part in the building of the temple, men and women, just like the Mishkan, the tabernacle, when everyone was involved. But the Rambam uses the words, Kimigdash HaMidbar, just like the Migdash, the temple in the desert. Which, of course, he's referring to the tabernacle, the Mishkan. But he calls it the Migdash HaMidbar, the temple of the desert. So the Lubavitcher Rebbe explains, what does the Rambam mean to say, to call the tabernacle the temple of the desert, the Migdash HaMidbar, and that's why everyone has to take part in building it, just like the tabernacle in the desert? So the Rebbe says, because there are many times in our lives when we feel about ourselves that we live in a desert, that we've become a desert, that geographically or existentially we feel like we're in a desert, we're lost, we're in a parched, dry, thirsty land, life is difficult, life has become like a desert, or we feel spiritually we've fallen into a desert type of existence where we feel no connection to spirituality or holiness at all, we're like in a desert. Says the Rambam, you have to know the opposite. Just like the tabernacle was built in the desert, you have to know that your obligation is to feel that as you are now, where you are now, who you are now, with what you're dealing now, your life is about building a tabernacle, a Migdash Tashem. All the nitty-gritty details of your life, the seemingly incompatible moments of your life form an organic unity. And even those parts of your life, those times where you feel like you're in the desert, where your feet have taken you, your feet have taken you to all sorts of weird places that you never think possible, you never thought you would end up in such a place. Or you spend months and years in your life, your feet taking you to these crazy places. The desert of the desert, the house of the rising sun, says the Rambam, it's all part of building the Migdash HaMidbar, the temple for God, which is the secret of the world and the secret of reality and the secret of the details of your life, no matter how crazy they might seem. A beloved student friend of mine once said to me that he doesn't feel like he could pray to God because he feels rusty, which of course means like he feels like he's living in the desert. The Rambam, the Rebbe, is saying, if your feet have taken you to a state of rustiness, build the tabernacle. Realize that God is there too. Feel God dwelling in you at that point also. That's the purpose of all the details of our lives. We don't really leave any of ourselves behind. Every moment of our life is part of the organic totality, which is making our lives and the world a dwelling place for God. But we just have to be conscious of it. Be aware that no matter where your feet have taken you, it's part of building the world into the sanctuary of God.